Hello, welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It is Amit Fox Friday. I'm your host, Jason Balitano, and I have my co-host, Mr. Chris Sheridan, on the line. What's happening, Chris?
Heat wave.
Is that your new song?
Nothing but a heat wave.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're moving in the direction of song for sure. So
it's only in the mid-90s today, though, so there's been a break in the heat wave.
So. Listen, you are complaining to the wrong guy. It is like 115 degrees out, and it's like 80% humidity here for some reason.
Oh, nice.
They say it's a dry heat, but it is not today. So, well, it rained a little bit yesterday, so there's a little bit of that kind of still in the air, and it's a little cloudy. So, at any rate, enough of that. We're praying for the people in California. There's a lot of crazy fires and so on. We're praying for everybody out there who's dealing with challenging times. We are in some difficult and interesting times, as they say. So that is kind of what we're getting into today in the subject we're speaking on today, called Produced Without Rehearsal, that Mr. Emmett Fox gives us from his wonderful book, Find and Use Your Inner Power, which we study each Friday. So join us each Friday for these, and then also Sunday for our longer shows. So without further ado, as they say, we're going to jump right in, and I'll start, and then we'll go back and forth. So this is called Produced Without Rehearsal. Someone said that living your life is like playing a violin solo in public and learning to play the instrument as you go along. This is a true saying. It describes the experience very well, but no one should worry about that. We are in this world for exactly that purpose, to learn.
While you were learning, you did not expect to produce a perfect work. When you can produce a perfect work, you are a master and no longer a student. On this plane, we are all students. And what matters is that each year we shall find the quality of our workmanship definitely better, proving that we are a step nearer to mastership.
People are sometimes depressed because their lives do not present a simple, logical, harmonious unfoldment, because their histories seem to be so full of inconsistencies, repetitions, dead ends, and yawning gaps. This, however, is only to be expected during the learning period. At the beginning of the school year, a child's exercise book is full of mistakes. At the end of the year, there are hardly any mistakes, which means that he has finished with that grade and is ready to go up higher. If the early weeks showed an excellent copybook, it would simply mean that the student was in the wrong grade.
It is only on the stage, and then only in a good play, that the action unfolds logically, evenly, tidily, compactly, to its conclusion. But then the actors in a play have no free will, for it has all been rehearsed many times. Your life has not been rehearsed. It's an adventure, a discovery, and a training, and it is only the final goal or last state, and not your present state, that matters.
Nice. Scene. There you go, exactly. Well, you know, that's a great point that he makes. And I mean, this is one's a little different than the normal ones that talk about, you know, how our minds affect our lives and different states that we need to create the lives that we want, and faith, and some of those old ideas, not old in the sense that they're not applicable, but some of the more, you know, kind of standard ideas. This one's a little different. He doesn't really get into that. He's just really speaking about life and kind of what it's for and what we're doing and so on. And I think he makes a good point when he says it's only on the stage that the action unfolds logically, evenly, tidily, compactly, and to its conclusion. You know, because, you know, and on the stage, you know, might be more appropriate to say on TV or in a movie or in a video today. Because not as many
or an Instagram post.
Or an Instagram post, right? Sure.
It's been rehearsed.
You know, yeah. And so, you know, I think sometimes, because we watch so much of that kind of storytelling, neat, clean, little, you know, clearly sort of defined stories and things, that we think sometimes our life is so messy and chaotic, and it has its ups and downs. And, you know, some days we're on top of the world and accomplishing all that we want, and some days we can't seem to get anything done. And, oh, there's the dog. I like the distance on it. It's like a mournful Western or something, you know, the lone dog barking in the distance. I love that. But so you know, we may find that that our own lives, you know, feel disconnected and disappointing and so on because they don't seem to unfold like a movie or a book. And what he's saying here is, it's, look, it doesn't work that way, right? I mean, it's, we're in the middle of it, you know, that, like, it's just much like, you know, much like, like a rehearsal or something, or when you're just practicing or you're just jamming as a band or something, you know, it's not a, you know, there's room, it's an improv, I guess I should say, you know, and a rehearsal is not really the way I should put it, but it's like an improv, I guess. Life is an improv type of thing. You know, you're in the midst of it, and you're making the best of it as you go, right?
Well, it keeps moving forward. Yeah. You know, to use like the story or like a movie analogy, it's like by the time the story is written in the screenplay, you already know the ending. Mm-hmm. The ending's been contrived, and then you go back and you rewrite it and make sure the beginning, you know, where it does follow a logical plan. You've actually really worked it this way. Then the actors get to rehearse it. Mm-hmm. After it's already been completely laid out. Ours, it's like we're driving on this road that's being paved as we're moving forward. And
yeah,
the story keeps on going. Now, I will say something about rehearsal, like in the musical sense, you can rehearse the notes, you know, the camaraderie and the chemistry with, you're playing with a group, you can strengthen that in rehearsal. You can know your instrument and how to play with others. There's a lot of that stuff can be rehearsed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but a lot of times, even if you have a pretty good plan for your musical set, you know, it may not go according to plan. And especially if there's any room for improv, if it's blues or jazz or a lot of rock and roll, you know, sometimes there's extended jam session type things.
Sure.
You know some skills, but, you know, you're in uncharted territory. And as far as a live performance, it's the first time that night.
Yeah.
You play, even if it's songs you've played 100 times, it's the first time that night in that place you've played them, and you still got to do them. Your fingers still got to move. You still got to entertain the audience. And so it's still a new challenge because there's a new set of circumstances. I think that's what he's saying with life.
Yeah,
it's continually learning because you're growing. And as you grow, then you get, you know, more lessons or you can take on different things, whether it's a complicated musical piece or, you know, a level or a grade in school. Mm-hmm. Or weights, you know, lifting. Well, now I'm stronger. Now I can lift more weights, or now I know more, and now I can maybe do more in this field.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of starting over again, or you're, you know, at least partially a student, you know.
Exactly.
There's always something to learn.
There's always more to learn. And I think that's the part where he's speaking, where it's produced, you know, without rehearsal, the title of it. He's kind of riffing on that idea. And it's, you know, it's that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not doing some of the same things you've done before, and it doesn't mean that you haven't practiced them, but it means that when you're stretching out into unknown territory and you're growing constantly, you know, it's like, as an example, I mean, we don't have to relearn how to tie our shoes each day. Obviously, there's things that happen automatically and unfold, and things we practiced a million times that are on autopilot and all that. But I think what he's talking about here is like the spontaneity of life. And I like your talk about, you know, the musical analogy. It's like, yeah, I mean, you can even rehearse stuff, you know, a million times and get it all polished and everything like that. But maybe you've never been to this particular venue, so you don't exactly know how wide the stage is. So now the all the movement that you planned out that you were going to do, you know, as a guitar player, as a singer or something like that, in your stage show and all that, you know, now you can't do it. So you got to come up with something on the fly. And, you know, somebody interrupted your set by, you know, throwing a beer can or something. And then all this, you know what I'm saying? There's always going to be those new things that come up, and that's the spontaneity of it. And that's the fact of the quality of, that life has to it, that, you know, it just never quite goes as planned. And that's good. And that's the way it should go, because if you're growing and learning, you can't anticipate every single thing that's going to come up. And that's the beauty of it. So if you make some mistakes, or if you fumble a little bit, or you have, you know, three steps forward and two steps back, you know, you're still making some progress. You know, so you have to remember life is a long process, and you have to give yourself some kind of slack give yourself some slack, because, you know, we get into this idea, we think, especially here in this country and, in, you know, in the Western world in general, that we're going to try to plan things out and logically do everything and make goals for ourselves. And all those things are good. They help us. But then, you know, then life intervenes and other things unfold and different things we hadn't imagined happen and so on. So, you know, what was going to happen, we wouldn't be, like you said, we would be students in this life. We'd already be masters. And, you know, if you want to look at it, you know, esoterically, you know, we'd already be ascended masters or some kind of, you know, disembodied spirit or angel or some sort of a, you know what I mean? Some sort of a wise, you know, unembodied, you know, spiritual creature or something. But we're not. We're human beings. And so in this particular life, you know, we've got to do the best we can with what we've got and the circumstances we're in and so on. And it's, you know, and there's oftentimes no rehearsal or practice for the things we're thrown into. How do you practice for something like COVID-19? And we have no idea what we're doing. We're just thrashing around trying to make the best of it, right? Or, you know, if it changes in the economy, changes in ecology, changes in lifestyle, you know, losses of jobs, whatever, things that happen, right? Life happens. And, you know,
it's always unfolding. Society is, technology, especially in, you know, last maybe 50 years or so.
Oh, man.
There's been so many great changes. And we're just trying to keep up in a lot of ways. And nobody knows, you know, what's privacy like online? You know, the rules were written in a different era, and some may apply, the principles hopefully apply, but how does that actually play out? And we're trying, or the virus, the, you know, coronavirus, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, we do we mask, do we not mask? There was a lot of inconsistent information, and it was hard to know what to believe, especially early on. It would constantly change. It's still kind of changing now. I mean, at least Southern California, the schools are closed, and in New York, they're mandated to be open. So
interesting. Yeah,
they're pretty far extremes.
In
the two largest cities in this country, handling things in a very different way.
Yeah,
but he says right here that it's these inconsistencies, you know, full of inconsistencies, repetitions, dead ends, and yawning gaps. This is only to be expected during the learning period. So some of these difficulties, if you find yourself in a difficult situation, and it is inconsistent and it is requiring maybe a new way of looking, well, that means you're on the path. That means you're learning. That means you're a student. And it's okay, it's unsettling and can be uncomfortable, these things, but it's a whole different attitude, a whole different frame of looking at things. If you look at them like, well, okay, this is difficult and this sucks and I don't like it and I want it to change, or you look at it like, wow, this is really difficult, but that's part of the learning process. Mm-hmm. And I am a student and it's supposed to be difficult. It may be inconsistent. There may be gaps. But I will approach this as a student because that's the landscape of being a student and learning new things. So it's a different way of looking at it, and it may help towards better acceptance. And if you can accept the situation, then you can actually set to the task of learning about it instead of fighting against it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can use the mistakes that are made and the missteps and so on as a tool to continually improve. And that's the other thing people have to remember. It's like, there's no learning without making mistakes. And so, you know, like as an example, like I think about like say you're sparring in boxing and, you know, you're throwing a jab with your left hand and it's throwing a jab out. And every time you're throwing your jab out, you know, you're dropping your right hand, which if you're right-handed, your right hand's supposed to be up guarding your chin, guarding your face, right? So you don't get smacked on the other side of your head while your left arm's out. So basically, if you're dropping your jab, I mean, you're dropping your right hand when you're throwing your jab, you know, you're usually going to get caught with something on that side. So, you know, you're going to get hit and you think, well, why am I getting hit every time I do this? Every time I throw my jab, I'm getting hit. I'm getting hit over here. I'm good hit until somebody points it out. Well, you're dropping your right hand. And then you start gradually learning from that, you know, taking shots, getting hit, you know, like we do in life, taking shots, getting hit by things, you know, finding the, you know, pain is a great motivator, great teacher. And it shores up our defenses. It shores up our skills. It tightens up our form, you know, and that's the only way you can learn those things. You're not going to learn that. If you had perfect form already, you weren't getting hit, then you'd have no reason to be sparring. Because you're some kind of ascended master that doesn't need it, right? So, so that's the point. That's the point. You know, life is a school. Life is a learning situation. You know, and I think you know he makes a great point here. And you know, sometimes we forget that. It's important to remember that, especially during difficult times, because oftentimes during difficult times, during challenging times, uncertain times, things like that, that's when we're going to probably make a lot more mistakes than we normally would, because we're in uncharted territory. In the same way, like if you were somewhere driving around in some part of the city you don't know, and you don't, let's say your cell phone's out or something, you know, and you're just trying to find things on your own, or you know, you got some old map or something. I don't know if anybody even has these anymore, but you've got some old paper map and you're trying to follow it. You know, you don't know where you're going. You're going to get lost. You're going to make wrong turns. You're going to have to go around the block 3 or 4 times because you missed the building, this and that. I mean, that's just to be expected. And so life is like that. You know, all of life is like that. And as we're mastering things and we're becoming better and better at them, you know, each level is going to have its new learning experiences. And so you're always going to be having those kinds of things. Nothing is ever going to be quote unquote perfect. Shoot for perfection, certainly. You know, it's like the Greek ideal of a, you know, beautiful statue or whatever, shoot for the perfection. But know that you're going to make mistakes getting there, right?
Well, right. And that's it's part of learning. And one of the great things about seeing life and some of these troublesome times as being a school or a learning situation, and also seeing ourselves as students, if we really get behind that, then we become better students. We become better learners in a way that we can approach the next problem or the next uncertainty, or in this case, currently we have this pandemic going on. If we've already learned lessons and have cultivated that spirit of learning, even with the next thing that we don't really know anything about, we're better at learning about it.
Good point.
In the broad sense, in the kind of essence of learning, so you could, you know, maybe more easily look for and find, you know, the solution within the problem or step outside of the box. If you're just generally better in a learning situation, which AKA life, according to this passage, and Manly Hall, who we've talked about, especially on Sundays, was fond of saying, you know, we are here to learn, to grow, and to share. But that's the process. We learn, sometimes trial and error, and sometimes through great hardship. And then we grow because then we know more, and that can go back into our lives and how we approach the next thing. And then to share, because in sharing what we've learned, we can help others to learn, grow, and they will share.
So yeah, it sort of spreads itself out, doesn't it? It's like a, you know, once you learn, grow, and share, then the other people can learn, grow, and share, and then it kind of has that ripple effect where, you know, it creates great changes over time, and then you get those paradigm shifts in culture and things like that that occur, you know. But yeah, that's a really great way to put that, Manly Hall. I'm telling you, Manly Hall. It's always got the wisdom, but you know, so that's important. So I guess, you know, probably wrap this up, keep this one pretty short today. But just keep in mind, I'm going to pass it back to you in a second, but keep in mind, you know, that sometimes during difficult times, if we don't know exactly everything that's going on, you know, we're going to bang around and make a few more mistakes than we might normally make. And that is part of the learning process. And, you know, you'll get better at it as time goes on. And like you said, I think, you know, it's almost like, you know, when you learn, you know, in one situation, you begin to master a certain situation, get skills and stuff. You almost just get you know, you get better at problem solving in general. And it has a lot to do with your attitude. It's being mindful of what's going on. It's, you know, kind of taking stock and reviewing situations and seeing what you did correctly and maybe what you could have done a little bit better. You know, it's almost like in sports when they, you know, when they'll review the video of the game afterwards and kind of find things that were good and things that were bad in the game and mistakes that were made and things that were positive also. You know, it's like a post-game sort of learning experience or what have you. And so, once in a while, you know, try to kind of take stock, maybe do it once a week or every couple of weeks and kind of take stock of what's going on and look at things that are working and things that maybe aren't working so great. Not to beat yourself up, but just to kind of be mindful of how you can improve and how you can keep moving forward. And then, you know, you're sort of meta learning, you know, you're learning skills in general grows. And then, you know, regardless of the new issues or difficulties that come up, you know, you have better problem solving skills in general, and things unfold better. So you want to wrap it up and then we'll call it a day.
We can do that. I'm reminded of Pythagoras and his theory of retrospection. Which is something you can do every day. You can look back on your day. Especially this works well if you're trying to improve yourself and learn maybe about yourself and how to be a better self. And this process of retrospection is to look at the end of the day, look back at your day. Take stock or inventory of, you know, what you did that was decent, what areas you might need to work on, not to beat yourself up or be self-critical or damn yourself for not having done so, but to set yourself up for the next day that, you know, I'm going to try to be a little more patient. I know I'm, you know, really bright and sharp with it. And it's really easy to just come back with that response right away. But if that's something I'm working on, well, then the next day you'll say, well, I'm just going to be a little more patient. Maybe I'll take a little back seat in the conversation for a little while, or whatever it is in your life, you know, not be so judgmental or temperamental, or maybe you're a doubter, or you've got some negative thinking or procrastination or whatever it is, but it's something you can do every day. If you go gently with yourself, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose if you're judging and damning yourself for not having done things right, because that's what he's talking about here. You're here to learn. Oh, it's an exercise. Well, maybe I'll lift that weight a little bit better tomorrow, or I'll try not to drop my right hand when I poke you in the face with my left jab. So I didn't know that, but I learned that now. And
you learned it now.
And there you go.
Good point. All right. Well, that's fantastic advice. Thank you. Thank you, Chris, for your input today. As usual, I appreciate it. All right. It is the Emmett Fox Friday Show. We appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much. Check out Find and Use Your Inner Power. Fantastic book by Emmett Fox. Join us for our Sunday shows as well. As Chris said, oftentimes we're talking about Manly Hall and talking a little bit more deeply into esoteric subjects and occult subjects and so on. So join us for that. We have a lot of fun on those Sundays as well as with these Emmett Fox shows. Check us out at cosmiceye.org. If you'd like to donate, we're at anchor.fm/cosmiceye. Chris's book is The Spirit in the Sky. That's available on Amazon. And mine is If You Can Worry, You Can Meditate, available also on Amazon. Have a great weekend. We'll be here for you on Sunday as well, as I said. Enjoy. Have a great weekend. Goodbye, and God bless.